In this bulletin, the government has taken the first formal step in the Voice to Parliament referendum. Australian Council of Trade Unions call for a 7% minimum wage rise. And in sport, the 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup trophy unveiled to the Brazilian public. Hello, I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. The government has taken the first formal step in the Voice to Parliament referendum, introducing the Constitution Alteration Bill into Parliament this morning. The bill includes the wording of the proposed additions to the Constitution Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced last week to enshrine the advisory body. The bill will now go to a committee which will call for public submissions in May. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says the introduction of the bill is history making and a civic education campaign will begin in May.
There is money set aside for a civics, a neutral civics education campaign. We hope that will begin sometime in May, and that is about making sure that the Australian community right across Australia understands that we have a constitution, how you change the constitution, what a referendum is, and of course the importance of this referendum.
The organisers of former US President Barack Obama's speaking event in Melbourne have apologised for preventing senior Aboriginal elder Auntie Joy Murphy from performing a welcome to country ceremony. Auntie Joy Murphy had asked event organisers, Growth Faculty, to make accommodations for a support person to accompany her to the event and to present a gift to the former president. CEO of the Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung Cultural Heritage Aboriginal Corporation, Donald Betts, says Auntie Joy Murphy deserved respect.
Instead of those dignitaries or those people being invited coming over to pay respects to the elders are kind enough to make their way over to an event and give a welcome.
In a statement, Growth Faculty says Auntie Joy has accepted an invitation to perform a welcome to country at a business lunch with Mr. Obama in Melbourne. The annual minimum wage for Australia's low-paid workers should rise by 7%, according to the Australian Council of Trade Unions Secretary Sally McManus. Speaking with the ABC, Ms. McManus says the increase is necessary to prevent low-wage earners from having to further cut back on necessities. If granted, more than 2.6 million workers on minimum and award wages would be entitled to a new minimum hourly rate of $22.88, taking their annual pay to just over $45,000 from the 1st of July. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government will make its own submission consistent with its values, but wouldn't mention a specific number. The Reserve Bank could be facing a legislative shake-up following its first review in decades, with Treasurer Jim Chalmers vowing to build up its respect and reputation. The review of the central bank will be handed to Dr. Chalmers tomorrow, who intends to publicly release the finding next month. The Reserve Bank is scheduled to convene next week and make a decision on whether to increase interest rates. According to Mr. Chalmers, while inflation is still high, there are indications that it's levelling off, such as the release of retail sales figures that have remained relatively unchanged.
Inflation is moderating. We've got that flat retail sales figure earlier in the week. There's some global uncertainty. They will weigh all that up. They'll balance that against the inflation challenge that we still have in our economy, and they'll come to a decision independently.
One of Australia's biggest car rental firms has revealed plans to add 200 electric vehicles to its fleet in May, followed by another 300 later this year. The Chinese brand Sixt will supply the cars this year as in an exclusive deal. The investment will make the hire firm one of several to offer large numbers of electric vehicles for rent amid growing demand for the next generation cars. Sixt plans to transition half its 16,000 strong vehicle fleet to electric models within 5 years. In sport, the trophy of the upcoming 2023 FIFA Women's World Cup has been unveiled to the Brazilian public as part of a world tour. The event, in a country with a strong football culture, was the occasion for several prominent women in football to celebrate. Former Brazil soccer player Formiga Amid Aline Pellegrino attended the unveiling at the Christ the Redeemer statue above Rio de Janeiro with a view of the stadium. The head coach of the Brazil women's team, Pia Sundagi, was also in attendance.
It's special, of course. Fantastic view, a fantastic trophy, and I just look at Maracanã. Okay, that's a great place to be. So this is a perfect place to be right now.
The World Cup Trophy Tour started on the 25th of February in Japan and will go through all 32 participant countries. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's the latest from the SBS newsroom.